Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Dr. Yardley is here.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, Lisa, I want to kind of go back in time here a little bit. Can you tell us what started, where this all started for you? My understanding is there was a concussion, and that led to some stuff. Tell us your story.
Yeah, absolutely. So, for the last couple of years, I had been experiencing a lot of anxiety. My husband actually was a patient of Dr. Yardley's, and for years, I would say probably about 4 years, he kept telling me, you have to go and see him, you have to go and see him, because I had been, you know, going to psychiatrists and things like that to try to, you know, conquer this anxiety, and just nothing was working. They wanted to just load me up with prescriptions, and that wasn't really what I wanted to do, so at the advice of my husband, came in and saw Dr. Yardley, just did a consultation to see what he could do to help me out.
So now, how did this manifest itself in your life? Did you have any, like, physical ailments, things that you felt, maybe your neck, your upper back? What kind of was going on there? Issues with your back or headaches or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So just as a result of the anxiety of itself, I was constantly feeling tension in my mid to upper back. I was going for regular massages, which would help for a couple of days, and then would come back. And then I would say probably one of the most frustrating things was just I would have constant headaches, really just in the back of my head, you know, my eyes, stress headaches, and things like that. So,
Lisa, two questions for you. One, what caused you to hesitate or not listen to the wisdom of your husband? And two, what motivated you to finally take that step?
Honestly, just being stubborn, just feeling like how could something like that possibly affect the way that I'm feeling mentally. To me, I thought it's psychological. It can't be physical. There's no way. But, you know, after trying everything else and, you know, I'm like, I have nowhere else to go. So that's what finally made me listen to my smart husband.
So, Lisa, you finally got into Dr. Yardley. You did the initial consultation. You became a candidate for care. He did the first treatment with you. What was that like?
It was actually a breeze. So I was a little bit concerned. I wasn't sure what to expect. I mean, Dr. Yardley had explained it pretty well, but, you know, just never having done it before, I wasn't sure. But it was seamless. I mean, there was no pain at all. You could barely even tell that anything was going on.
And so after your initial adjustment and for some time after you're under treatment, when did you start noticing a change in regards to your anxiety and that your complaints about your neck and your headaches and all of that?
Almost immediately, actually. So I would say, you know, it took a couple of days for that, you know, kind of out of it feeling to pass. But to be honest, I felt like I was already feeling like that a little bit anyway, just as a result of the anxiety. So it wasn't something that was, you know, interfered with my daily life or the ability to do what I needed to do. But I would say that just after a few days, it started to go away. And it's funny because now when I feel like I could potentially be out of place or anything like that, the anxiety is the first thing I start to feel. So I can recognize it right away just because of how quickly it actually disappeared to begin with.
Well, let's talk about that. Where are you today? Let's talk about your neck and your upper back. How are they? How are your headaches?
Great, actually. So I have really experienced almost no anxiety. Like I said, there are some times where it starts to come back a little bit. And of course, now my first thought is I have to go back in to see Dr. Yardley because I'm out of place. But the tension in my back is pretty much gone. I treated myself to a birthday massage, and instead of having them focus all on that one place, the middle of my back, it was nice just be able to relax as opposed to relieve that tension. But the anxiety is virtually gone. The headaches are pretty much gone.
So how's your quality of life these days?
Much better, much better. Aside from just the anxiety and headaches and things like that, I just feel so much more alert. I can concentrate better at work. I feel like I have more energy. And just honestly, I feel like a different person. The way that I even communicate with people has changed. I feel more compelled to even just have open and honest conversations with people without that anxiety kind of taking hold of me and altering what I might want to say. I do feel like it's truly a life-changing experience.
So, Lisa, what would be your advice to someone who might be dragging their heels?
I would say just be informed. Don't necessarily feel like you have to be, you know, if there's something that's bothering you from a medical perspective that you have to go see, you know, an MD and get pumped full of prescriptions, I would say just be informed and just give it a shot. I mean, there, you have absolutely nothing to lose.
And have you appropriately apologized and thanked your husband for his wisdom?
Actually, I got him back in there to see Dr. Yardley because he had been dragging his heel for a couple
of years. Yes.
Well, Lisa, it has been a delight to talk with you. Thank you so much for making time with us.
Yes. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Yes, of course. Thank you for everything.
You take care and have a good day now, okay?
You too.
Good talking to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.